So I have interest in your... Oh, I'm sorry. So to help you.
Okay, sure. Hello? Hello, somebody can help you?
Hi, this is Ruben.
Oh, Ruben, hi, yes?
Good. Your husband called me. Is he available?
Uh-huh. Okay, that's the man.
Thank you.
Hi, good morning, Ruben.
Good morning, how are you doing?
Yes, sir.
So I called your dealer, I called Trust One, and I gave them the information. So we're trying to all get on a conference call. Could you try to dial in Trust One so we could all get on the same page on a call to solve this issue? Can you try to call them and three-way the call?
Trust One, I call him?
Well, no, I'm trying to get all of us on one call so I can go through everything. Can you three-way Trust One on the same line so we can get a conference call going? Or do you want them to call you later? I called them and told them what the situation was.
Okay. You call Trust One?
No. I need you to call... Do you know what a conference call is?
Yeah.
I need you to call Trust One so we're all on the same line. Because I called them earlier, so I need us all to get on the same line, please.
Okay, Ruben. Ruben.
Yes, I'm here.
Please, you talk to my wife now. That customer is working. Please, okay?
I can talk to your wife.
Okay, just a moment.
Hello?
Yes. Hello, this is Ruben. How are you doing? Hi, okay. So I received a text from you that you wanted to cancel the loan. Do you still want to move forward or no?
If you want to, and then you need to still text form, right?
No, so let me kind of walk you through how the loan works. I told Trust One, but I can walk you through it, and there's no pressure for me. So if you want the loan, great. If you don't want the loan, I understand. So here's how it works, okay? And I told Trust One. Trust One is the person that's selling the equipment, so they know the situation too, so they'll probably call you, because I understand, you know, you're probably more comfortable in Korean, which is fine. I don't speak Korean myself. They do. So here's okay. Here's how the loans work. When we do a business loan, the loan's approved, number one. The loan's approved. Okay. When we do a business loan, we have to do what's called a verification of ownership. So we have to verify whoever applies is the owner of the business.
Okay.
So when we go online and we only ask for verification if we see information that doesn't match. So when your husband applied, he was the only person listed on the application. No one else was listed.
Yeah.
When we do a loan, when we go online, like what's called business credit, we see it shows up that both of you are on the business, not just him, but both of you. So we have two options. And I can send you an email, it's not a problem. The first option is we can go forward with the loan with just his signature. But if it's just him signing, we have to prove that he owns the business. Does that make sense?
Who's the justice?
I'm sorry?
Who's the justice?
Justice?
Yeah.
Justice?
You told me no?
Justice? I don't understand what you're saying. I'm confused.
I think you told me, you know, you said, you know, justice, you need a justice sign, right?
I'm sorry, I'm not trying to be rude, I don't understand. Can you say that once more?
No, so you sent to me an application.
Correct.
And he signed to you.
Correct.
And then what do you need? He need a sign?
Can I send you an email that will go through all these options? I think that might be a better idea because we need to get a conference call because I don't think you're understanding what I need, and I understand you're frustrated, but are you more comfortable in Korean?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, so here's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna have Trust One talk to you and explain it in Korean what we need to move forward with the loan. Is that okay?
Okay, sure.
Okay, so I'm going to call them in a few minutes and see if I can have them give you a call to solve this, okay?
Okay, sure.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.